In the days after the mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, President Donald Trump has drawn connections between mental illness and gun violence. He's calling for changes to mental health laws to better identify people who may be a risk and get them treatment.
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
So has Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Bottom line is, mental health is a large contributor to any type of violence or shooting violence.
Speaking in El Paso, Abbott said Texas has enacted new legislation in the wake of last year's shooting at Santa Fe High School outside of Houston. Lawmakers have taken steps to fund campus security measures and improve mental health care in public schools. The governor held a series of roundtables at the Capitol aimed at strengthening student safety.
Perhaps the most profound and agreed upon issue that came out of all of those hearings was the need for the state and for society to do a better job of dealing with challenging mental health-based issues.
He says those discussions were focused on schools. They didn't necessarily account for potential mass shootings in other places. After the El Paso shooting, Abbott plans to hold more roundtables to consider additional legislative action. The governor has also dedicated $5 million in assistance, which will help fund mental health services in El Paso.
Well, the conversation about increased mental health care is great. The accusations are not.
John Dornheim is with the North Texas chapter of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. He says the increased funding is a step in the right direction because many people in El Paso need mental health care. But Dornheim says in the aftermath of a mass shooting, lawmakers shouldn't immediately blame mental illness.
I think it's an easy out for politicians instead of looking at the root of where a lot of these people have had violent tendencies maybe their whole lives. A lot of times people look at people who were just antisocial and mean and decide that they're mentally ill, and there's a big difference.
Dornheim says it's problematic to associate mental illness with violence because it could make people who need care more hesitant to seek treatment.
We have non-mental health professionals deciding who's mentally ill or not. And that's where the problem comes, because there's enough stigma in the world. And then if you start adding on saying, well, if you're mentally ill, you're violent, would you want to get care?
NAMI estimates 1 in 5 American adults is living with a mental illness. That can be anything from anxiety and depression to schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. And research shows most people living with a serious mental illness are never violent. For example, a recent FBI study says the idea that all active shooters are mentally ill is, quote, misleading and unhelpful. Jeff Temple is a professor with the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston. He co-authored a study that found mental illness is not to blame for gun violence.
When something like El Paso happens, the first thing people jump to is, man, that guy must have been insane. He must have had a mental illness. Well, maybe not. Maybe it is something else going on. Maybe there's some hostility. Maybe there's some anger.
Temple studied personality traits and found people with a hostile demeanor were about 3.5 times more likely to have threatened someone with a gun. But hostility is a personality trait, not a mental illness. In the end, Temple says the risk of violence comes down to access to a gun. Saida Hassan, KERA News.